بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In this hadith, hadith 533, which is the seventh in this series from Bulugh al-Maram, Book of Fasting, the hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها. She said, دخل علي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم فقال هل عندكم شيء. She said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to visit me one day and asked, do you have anything, meaning to eat? قلنا, I said no. قال فإني إذن صائم. He said, then I am fasting. ثم أتانا يوما آخر فقلنا. Then he came to me another day and I said,
أهدي لنا حيس.
I had been given a present of some حيس, which is a mixture of dates and ghee. فقال أريني. He said, show it to me. فلقد أصبحت صائما, for I had begun the day fasting. فأكل. Then he ate. Reported by Muslim. So he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, came visiting and asked her, هل عندكم شيء? Do you have anything, meaning to eat? She said, ليس عندنا شيء. No, we don't have anything for you to eat. So he said, فَإِنِّي إِذًا. Then, remember this word now, then I am fasting. Meaning at this time. Now, at this time I am fasting. Meaning I am beginning here my fast, worshipping Allah the Most High from by fasting from now till the sunset. Now, because the term Arab in Arabic, إِذًا, it is for the present time. And so he said, then I am fasting. ثم أتانا يوما آخر. Then he came visiting another day. And so we said, فقلنا أهدي لنا حيس. حيس has been given to us as a gift. So he said, ثم أتانا يوما آخر. She said, ثم أتانا يوما آخر فقلنا أهدي لنا حيس. And الحيس, he came on another day عليه الصلاة والسلام, and she said, I have been given a present of some حيس. And this حيس is a mixture of dates with ghee, and some people mix with it dough. And this is something popular, a popular kind of dessert. So he said, Arini, he said, show it to me. Meaning, bring it so that I can see it. فَلَقَدْ أَصْبَحْتُ صَائِمًا. For I had began the day fasting. So she brought him and he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ate. In this hadith, as you see, there is initiation of fasting. There is initiation of fasting, and there is also breaking from fast. Right? Clear? There is initiation. In this hadith, there is an initiation of fast, and there is another thing, and that is a breaking of a fast. In the first statement, هل عندكم شيء? Do you have anything to eat? He said, when she said no, he said, فإني إذن صائم, then I am fasting. So there is here what? An initiation of fasting. And in the last statement, فلقد أصبحت صائما فأكل. For I had begun the day fasting, then he ate. You see that? And this is an end to bringing an end to his fast. In both, there is no doubt that this is optional. This is regarding optional fast. Clear? From this hadith, we learn the condition of his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, is it the life of a rich one or the life of the poor? The answer is the life of the poor. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, used to give, however, it's from his generosity, would give that which no king would give. And while he lives himself, the life of the poor ones. Here he asked, هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ شَيْءٍ? Do you have something to eat? And in this also it shows the conditions at his home, alayhi salatu wasalam, in terms of, you know, comfort. Is this indication of comfort or otherwise? Yes, otherwise. No. And in this also we learn it is not comfort, it's rough or roughness. And this from this also we learn the permissibility for the individual to ask his family as to what's there at home. And this is not a reflection of misery, especially if the person needs what he asks for. Also in this, the Prophet ﷺ avoided causing any kind of unease. This is taken from the fact that he did not say, give me. But rather he asked first, do you have something or to eat? Do you have anything to eat? Because if he would ask and say, give me, then that could cause discomfort or uneasiness. But in the way he asked, then the answer was easier. And so one should do the same, should ask. For example, if he comes at time of lunch and then he was not sure, was the food ready or not, should he then in this situation say, bring the food or bring the lunch, or should he ask, is it done or not? It's better that he asks, unless he, due to continuous habit, knows by the time he comes that it is done, then this is something, you know, something else. From the hadith also we learn the permissibility to respond to the Prophet ﷺ by saying no, isn't it? Aisha said, huh? She said no. Right? So look at the hadith again. No. The hadith, when he asked, do you have anything to eat? I said no. Yani, despite the Prophet ﷺ is the most revered individual, despite that, he was answered by no. And this is not only this is not the only incident. In more than one occasion, this took place. When the Prophet ﷺ asked Jabir, for example, to sell him his camel, he said no. And when they returned to Medina, and then he came to the Prophet ﷺ, meaning Jabir, and Jabir, the Prophet ﷺ asked him, "Did you pray?" He said no. Then he told him, "Go enter the masjid and pray 2 rak'ah." That is because when the person returns to his hometown, he should pray 2 rak'ah. It is from the sunnah. No. Now, let's link it to the first narration, or the narration, the previous narration of Hafsa. And we learn from the hadith of Hafsa that for a particular fasting, a particular fast, specified fast, then an intention must be made before Fajr. And that this is applicable whether the fast is obligatory, of the obligatory type, or optional type. However, the farida type, the obligatory type, is distinguished from the optional one, in the sense that, in accordance to one of the opinions, if he makes intention for the fard during the day, makes the intention to fast the fard from during the day, then that would not be sufficient in accordance with the majority opinion. And we learned from the opinion of Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah that if the person knows during the day that it is from the Ramadan, then in this case he may initiate the obligatory fast from the time he knows and have the intention on that. We discussed these two opinions earlier, and this is from this is one of the distinctions between the fard and the nafila. With respect to the nafil, it is correct and valid for the believer to intend it from during the day, but he does not get the full reward for the whole day, because in accordance with the preponderating opinion, he gets the reward from the time he intends to fast. For example, a person awakes and did not eat anything, and he didn't do anything that would break his fast if he were fasting. So he did not do anything. He didn't eat anything. And during the day, he intended to fast that day. Then we say fast. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. What was the last thing you heard? Okay. So let's repeat this. A person, no, he began his day and did not eat anything, nor did he do anything which would, if he was fasting, it would nullify his fasting. He didn't do anything of that. And during the day, he made the intention to fast that day. Then we say fast. Now the question is he rewarded for the entire day, like from the time of dawn till sunset, or is he rewarded only from the beginning of his intention? some of the scholars are with the first opinion that since we say that this is fasting, then it is like the legal fasting, which begins from dawn. The other opinion is that he will be rewarded from the time he intended to fast. And this is the preponderating opinion. And what supports this opinion is this hadith with us. When the Prophet ﷺ said, then I am fasting. Then I am fasting. Meaning from this time. Then I am fasting, meaning from now, from this time. Also, it is supported by the general saying, the general proof in the saying, in the general saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Verily, actions are by intentions, and each one will have that which he intended from the world. And accordingly, if someone on the second day of Shawwal, the month following Ramadan, if someone on the second day of Shawwal began his day non-fasting, eating, etc., drinking, I will restate this. If someone on the second day of Shawwal began his day as non-fasting and didn't do anything that would nullify his fasting if he were fasting, you understand? Then some people said to him, oh such and such, fast the 6 days of Shawwal. Then you will be as if you fasted the whole year. So he began his intention from the time he was told. For example, at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. And he continued his fasting. And then he added 5 days after this day. Now, can we say that this person fasted 6 days of Shawwal? The answer is, if we say that the reward is from the time of intention, then in this case, this person fasted 5 days and part of a day. So it is not complete. Okay. This is regarding what? Particular nafil. Particular nafil. Right? Because the fasting 6 days of Shawwal is particular nafil, right? You know that nafil is two types. General and particular. Yes. Mutlaq, naflun mutlaq, wa naflun muqayyad aw mu'ayyan. Particular nafil and optional nafil. Then what about the optional nafil? With respect to the optional nafil, the matter is accommodating. The matter is accommodating. And this brings the end of the discussion on this hadith. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira. Ya Ummu Maymunah. No.